For years, a little-known law has allowed Green Mountain Power to have its rates regulated differently than any other electric company in Vermont. The company and regulators say the so-called alternative regulation benefits ratepayers, but the process lacks the transparency of traditional regulation, and it raises questions about why some costs are passed on to ratepayers. A case in point is the decision to make customers pay for the cost of staff bonuses given out after a big storm year. BPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
The December 2014 storm left some Vermonters without power for as many as 5 days. Green Mountain Power Vice President Charlotte Ansel says the company was all hands on deck to get the lights back on and help customers.
I was out in the field during that entire storm bringing water to customers in very rural areas that had been out for a significant amount of time.
In total, Green Mountain Power spent about $16 million responding to the storm. Regulators approved the company's request late last year to bill its customers for those recovery costs, which in general is not unusual. But the costs included about $770,000 in bonuses that GMP paid to salaried employees. That raised questions for advocates and regulators who thought it seemed unfair. To be clear, we're not talking about overtime. These were optional staff bonuses that the company decided to pay. Chris Recchia is the commissioner of the Department of Public Service. The department is responsible for representing customers when it comes to utility issues in Vermont.
You can argue that, well, we should have disallowed it and not allowed this at all.
And a consultant hired by Recchia's department to review Green Mountain Power's $16 million request argued exactly that. In a report to the department, the consultant wrote, quote, "For ratepayers to have to pay bonuses to salaried employees who are expected as part of a salaried employee's job to work extra hours as needed is not appropriate." The department didn't take this advice, though. The rate package that was recommended by the department and approved by the Vermont Public Service Board means customers are paying the company back for the bonuses. To some close watchers of the utility system, that decision was emblematic of some of the problems with alternative regulation, also known as alt-reg.
Things that were previously not allowed into rates because they're not a ratepayer's responsibility, or they were costs that shouldn't have been incurred by the utility, are getting baked into the rates through alt-reg at the discretion of the department.
That's Feline Terramina, the Director of Advocacy for AARP Vermont. AARP keeps a close watch on utility rates because many of its members are on a fixed income and are especially sensitive to changing bills. But Terramina says one of the big problems with alternative regulation is that it makes it harder for the public to keep an eye on what regulators are doing.
The process is very opaque. There isn't really a lot of public opportunity for public involvement. And there really isn't even a record of what was agreed to when they finally agree to whatever rates are going to be each year.
That's because alternative regulation doesn't follow the usual process for setting rates. Normal rate setting is done through a process a lot like a court case. If a utility wants to charge customers more, they have to come before the regulators at the Public Service Board and submit evidence that their costs have changed. That means presenting stuff like receipts to the board and then giving testimony on those receipts to show how that spending is making things better for customers. And that whole process is open to the public. That doesn't happen under alternative regulation. In alt-reg, it's more like an out-of-court settlement negotiation between the Department of Public Service and Green Mountain Power. Regulators visit GMP at their offices and review finances there without making copies of what they're seeing. That stuff doesn't become public, and the public can't observe the proceedings to see what the department is challenging GMP on or how those disputes get settled. But Terramina says Recchia has a duty to show Vermonters what his department is doing for them.
There has to be some record. It's not two private people getting together and saying, we have a dispute, let's settle it. He's settling on behalf of 76% of Vermont ratepayers when he settles with GMP.
And that's what happened when the company asked to put $750,000 in bonuses into customers' rates. Recchia settled. He says he still doesn't think customers should generally have to pay bonuses like that.
Ultimately, you know, that was a one-time event where we didn't want to penalize the good work that was done in terms of restoration, but we made it clear that those type of costs should be absorbed by the company, not by ratepayers.
Terramina says that kind of decision shows that something's gone wrong with the regulatory system.
We did not create the Department of Public Service so that they could go willy-nilly using their own discretion to decide what should or should not be in rates.
Rekia says alternative regulation is an overall benefit to customers because it has all the same rules as traditional regulation with more frequent check-ins.
Kind of the main difference is the ability to look every single year at what is being done and what's being spent and question those costs and make sure that ratepayers are getting a good value for those additional investments.
Without more transparency into the process, it's impossible for the public to know why certain costs were put into rates and others weren't, and what value customers got. In an effort to be more transparent, Rekia's department included filings this year that provide more detail into what happened in the negotiations. Rekia says that information will also be in new annual reports the department is planning, which he says will show what it achieved on behalf of Vermonters over the year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.